you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Are we on? Yes, we are, I guess. All righty. Rick Adams with you. Hello. I'm on by telephone. For some reason, we are having problems with the ISDN line here. So we'll see if we can straighten it out. But for the time being, we'll talk to you on the regular telephone. And hopefully that will be okay. How's that? Is that all right? Okay. Am I getting too much echo? No. He says fine, I guess. I don't know. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have first hour here tonight open, and the second hour, Steve Mason is going to join me, and along with Steve, maybe Brad, I believe, from the TX Minuteman organization, because as you know, things are moving rather quickly now in Washington, and King George is moving, I wouldn't say heaven, but certainly moving his place in hell to try to pass this amnesty bill for illegals as part of the campaign to create a North American Union and destroy the borders. So George Bush is doing a lot of horse trading, doing a lot of selling out, and so are your senators. I think a lot of them are really nervous right now, wondering, can I get away with it, George? Can I pull the wool over their eyes again? Can I? Well, that remains to be seen whether we're going to permit them to do it or not, ladies and gentlemen. But Wednesday, I think they're looking for a vote to pass this amnesty bill before the recess comes up, before the 4th of July, the Independence Day. And what a day to do it, huh? That'd be nice to have that as a present, wouldn't it? I guess that's George Bush's idea of Christmas. Well, anyway, make a long story short, in the second hour we'll get back on that subject. And in the first hour here, I did want to mention to you something that many of you probably don't know, and that is that our old friend Rick Stanley of Stanley Fasteners in Colorado, and also head of the Revolutionary Coalition, has been sent to jail once again. And last Friday, I believe, he had a bail revocation hearing in a court in Colorado, and they sentenced him to go to serve his time, a six-year sentence, and, of course, that's being appealed again, and also reduction of sentence is being sought. But, you know, this has got me pretty angry. I'm very angry because there is absolutely no justification why this man should even have been charged with any contempt or any threat, quote, to a judge that he never made. He read him the Constitution and told him, this is the law, and the judge said, hey, I'm the law, I'm the king, you the servant. We'll be right back to talk about how you can help Rick Stanley, and much more. Rick Adams, be back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, well, anyway, we are back. We are back on the program by the microphone instead of the telephone. And, yes, we straightened that out, didn't we? Or should I say my producer straightened it out. And here I am. Here I am, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, those of you who just caught the opening remarks, Rick Stanley, who you know, been on this program many times, been on many shows on Alternative Real Talk Radio, and, of course, he was sentenced to go to jail, and he is in jail now in Colorado because of a bail revocation process, which apparently failed as far as keeping him out of prison on bail. And, of course, it's rather complicated in one sense to go back over all the details. But suffice it to say, anybody who knows Rick Stanley knows he is not a criminal. But, unfortunately, the judges that sent him to jail are criminals. And so are the SWAT teams, police, FBI, BATF, Mossad, everybody involved in that original raid on him and his wife and family, of course, are criminals. This man is a true patriot who, of course, resists tyranny. That's what true patriots are all about, resisting tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, service to God is resistance to tyranny. Or is it the other way around? No. It's actually resistance to tyranny is service to God. Man's tyranny cannot be countenanced, particularly when it interferes with the God-given rights that we have as Americans, as individuals, not just as Americans, but people are entitled to certain rights. things, among them life, liberty, and property. And if you don't have the right to own property, then you are a slave. And in America today, you really don't have property rights. You have government extended privileges, or many of you, not all of you. I know many of you are not slaves to the system, and that's wonderful. That's wonderful that, you know, you're not part of the 666 system. So if you would like to, I talked to Mrs. Stanley today, and if you would like to write to Rick, correspond with Rick Stanley, let me tell you how you can do it. Get a pen and a paper, and let's see if we can get that address right now. Here it is. You can write to him, Richard, see everything is formal out there, Richard Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y, Adams County Detention Facility, or simply A-C-D-F. And the address is P.O. Box 5001, that's 5001, Brighton, Colorado. That's B-R-I-G-H-T-O-N, Colorado, and it is 80601. All right, you can write to him, Rick Stanley, Adams County Adams County Detention Facility, and it's P.O. Box 5001, Brighton, Colorado, 80601. So another one bites the dust, a six-year term, and they're filing the appeals now to undo the damage and release him from prison, also a reduction in sentence. He's in a minimum security facility. As far as I know, George Bush has not ordered his torture yet and has not ordered him in solitary confinement, which is more than we can say for the Border Patrol agents who were prosecuted, victims of this administration, the Johnny Suttons of the world, and, of course, were railroaded into prison in solitary confinement most of the time. So we think of them, Ramos, Compion, we think of all of them. We had on, as you know, Brugman last week, Gary Brugman, who served his sentence only 2 years. Huh? Usually it's a life sentence. I think that the Bush administration is seeking a life sentence for any Border Patrol guards that defend the borders. Isn't that incredible? But I kid you not. I mean, this government is rotten to the core. Now, let me relate to you just a little story over the weekend. I happened to be at the coffee shop where I usually go and make a speech every day. And I met an old gentleman, comes in. He's a retired teacher, but I don't hold that against him. Public school teacher. He's a nice man, actually. And he's probably around 74. And he came in with a young lady, which I thought was his daughter. And it turned out, yes, it was his daughter. Well, anyway, he comes in. Every time he comes in and sees me, he says, "What's there in the paper? Anything good?" And I said, "No, unfortunately not. No politicians have been shot today, lined up before a firing squad. None of them have been interred in a slave camp where they belong." I said, "So it's not, there's nothing good in the paper," I said, "nothing good. Matter of fact, you could go blind reading it." So you got a chuckle out of that. And his daughter came in, and she joined in the fray, and I happened to get on to the subject of politicians about, you know, what they do with us and what they're doing to us. And, you know, she really amazed me. I mentioned Ron Paul as a presidential candidate, and she lit up like a Christmas tree. She said, "Why, I know who you mean." Now, the father didn't know who Ron Paul is, and why should he? The media simply cover up things like that, the important news. So, she did. His daughter knew who Ron Paul was. And she said, "I've seen him on Bill Maher." Now, she absolutely adores this crackpot Bill Maher. So, she says the only reason she watches TV is to watch Bill Maher, which tells me something to some extent. But in any event, she told me how much she liked Ron Paul, what he stands for, blah, 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 blah. And then the next thing out of her mouth was, "You know, there is one politician, though, here in Rhode Island, who I admire and know is one true great senator. And I says, uh-oh, let's have it. Who is it? And she said, Senator Jack Reed. Well, that's all I had to hear, was Jack Reed, this little short dwarf of a man who was about 4 foot and an inch and a half. And he came out of the State House. He was a representative. He was the head of the Judiciary Committee. And I lit into her, ladies and gentlemen, like you would not believe. Everyone could hear me, raise my voice, raise my decibel level, raise my posture out of the chair. And I denounced Senator Jack Reed as one filthy, dirty scoundrel of a lying, hypocritical, typical politician. Well, she said, oh, no, I've worked for him. I know. Ah, I said, so because you worked for him, you know he's a, quote, good politician, huh? I said, let me tell you something. Did you know that Jack Reed has co-sponsored legislation to abolish your Second Amendment rights? And of course, she didn't know. And I said, well, then you must approve of, oh, no, I don't approve of that. Well, then why would you support Jack Reed? We call him Jack the Ripper Reed, for short. And I proceeded to tell her that Jack Reed is a socialist, he's a Marxist, he's a typical Democrat who believes that it's government's right to steal from me and give to someone else. He believes the whole purpose for the federal government is to take care of us. I said he's a fascist, he's a socialist. And I said, I remember when he was in the General Assembly in the state legislature, and he got so upset because I was testifying against an AIDS education bill as a citizen that he banged the gavel and shut me off because I attacked the Department of Health director, Barbara DiBono. And I said that what she was doing was plain wrong. Well, he took offense. And he thought that was terrible. And right then and there, I said, this guy is a filthy, cheap, demagogic politician, typical, that is looking to go to bigger places. Sure enough, it wasn't but a few years later, he runs for United States Senate and then becomes, quote, elected, unquote, as senator from this state. Jack Reed, Jack the Ripper Reed, cheap, demagogic politician. A cheap, typical, run-of-the-mill demagogic politician. You hear me? Typical. So you see, yes, I am in a bad mood tonight. I'm in a righteous mood, a righteous anger mood. When I hear about people like Rick Stanley going off to jail and pigs, scumbags like Jack Reed, getting away with what they are getting away with, I become enraged, and so should you. Jack Reed supports amnesty for illegal aliens. Jack Reed supports the Shepherd Bill. He supports the so-called hate crimes bill. In fact, he wrote to one of our constituents, I think it was Joe Church who calls the program, got a letter from Mr. Reed and explaining that he is one of the sponsors of the legislation, which of course we knew. Jack Reed is a complete fool. But in any event, this is what we've come to expect from politicians, particularly in the liberal Northeast. Ted Kennedy land. Ted Kennedy land. Oh, my. Yeah, I'm ticked. There's a gallows or an insane asylum waiting for Mr. Reed. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, join me.
All right. right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on.
Ouch. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. We're here. Now that I've vented my spleen, I know there are people on the lines right now waiting to jawbone with me, so let's go right to the phones, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. For those of you who are new-time listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, first off is Jim from Texas. How did I guess?
Well, it was a pretty good guess, Rick, and I must offer my utmost condolence for the fact that you live in New England, because you can go from the tip of Maryland all the way to Maine, which both start with M's, which is, I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but there is not one decent politician in that whole area. Not one.
I'm afraid you're right now. That's true. And if there was going back a few years ago, Gordon Humphrey was pretty good when he became senator, but then he went astray, too, as most of them do. The last great governor we had up here was Meldrum Thompson in New Hampshire. The late, great Meldrum Thompson.
New Hampshire would have been my only hope, except I no longer have any hope for New Hampshire. Really, I don't.
Well, after what they just pulled now with this passage of the Civil Unions Bill for marriage of homosexuals against the will of the people, it's absolutely outrageous.
New Hampshire assumed the mantle that Rhode Island had in the 17th century or 18th mm-hmm. century, that, you know, that they were people that said, hey, I'm not going along with your bull crap, so to speak, but mm-hmm. there's nobody left anymore.
Right.
There's nobody up there left. There's you and Scott and a couple other guys that you talk to, and that's it, I'm afraid. I hear from nobody else.
Well, you don't hear them on the show too often here, but I'll tell you that what they're doing in Rhode Island is they're voting with their feet, if you know what I mean, Jim.
Yeah.
They're leaving the state by droves, and that's just wonderful, because what's going to be left here will be the super rich and the super poor, who are owned by the elite, and they will be the wards of the state. The middle class here is really going very, very fast. It is a very high-taxed socialist state, just like Massachusetts, and we get what we deserve. I mean, I don't feel sorry for us, really. We've been allowed to we've allowed these teachers' unions, these public sector unions, and their cronies to take over the General Assembly, run it into the ground, take our tax dollars to the point where we have a $7 billion budget for a tiny little inkwell state like Rhode Island. It is absolutely a gaulish thing.
It's about the size of my computer desk, so to speak, more or less. Can you imagine a $7 billion budget for that?
That is an outrage. I'm not that old, you know, but I remember just a couple of decades ago, the whole budget was not even $2 billion. I mean, this is an exponential increase, and I understand the dollar isn't worth anything anymore. I understand that that inflation is two-digit now. But that still does not justify these throwaway programs that they have engaged in. You see, they saw the money coming in, so they said, let's spend it. Let's spend it like little children in a candy shop. Let's grab all we can. Now, would you entrust your money to these thieves by voting in a casino and say, oh, that's going to take care of our state's finances? You have to be out of your mind.
Well, the people of New England are just like the people of the United States. The old saying is, the people get the government they deserve, and that's exactly what's happening to us.
Yes.
Because you have nobody out there left, very few people that can think anymore, and they listen to these stupid news media that tells them this is fine and that's fine and everything's wonderful, and they listen to that and they don't stop and think things aren't wonderful, although they should stop and think, because the middle class is disappearing.
Oh,
you know, it's
absolutely
gone. It's gone,
absolutely.
And you've got all these stupid senators in them that are like Kyle. I just watched him tonight on the only person I watch is Lou Dobbs anymore on the news, because he's not altogether truthful, but he's as truthful as he can be
and still keep
his job.
Right.
You know, if he was any more truthful, he's out of a job.
You bet.
Okay, so that's the only guy I watch. Yep. And he talks to these people, and he tries to get the truth out of them the best that he can within his limits that he's limited to.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I mean, they must think that everybody out there, not just almost everybody, they must think everybody is a blithering idiot.
Yep.
That's the part that makes me mad. Hello, people, I can think. You're not going to tell me that black is white and that it's snowing when I can't stand the temperature so hot I can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to tell me that. I'm not going to believe you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just get boiling mad when I think, how dare these people tell me this when anybody with three active brain cells knows they're a lying sack of you-know-what that are completely controlled, and how dare they have the effrontery to tell me that. Well, I know you get mad the same way.
Absolutely. You expressed it quite well, Jim.
And worse than that, you're in New England. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh. I mean,
well,
we have been
weighed in the balance and found wanting, to quote the scriptures.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And there has to be truth to the old scripture that in the end times, very few will pass the muster, so to speak. And that's the only thing that gives me any faith whatsoever, that's actually true. Very few is going to pass the muster.
Yes, absolutely, Jim. You're right.
And I'm not a religious person, but there is truth and a lot of truth in that saying. So
yes, absolutely.
I'll let you go, Rick.
All right, Jim. Good to hear your voice to get me going again.
All right.
Appreciate it. Good night. Visceral juices are moving now. We'll be back with Ernie in Virginia next and your calls straight ahead right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Get through these calls, ladies and gentlemen. Lines are very busy, and I think Joe Church is going to be calling in because he's the one I referred to as getting a nice little polemical crappy letter from none other than Jack the Ripper Reed, the little midget from Rhode Island. We call him the little Napoleon. That's what he looks like, Napoleon. So we'll find out what that nutcake had to say to us about the hate crimes bill and why you need to call all of these other people, and the Republicans particularly. Jack Reed is a Democrat, of course, but it doesn't matter. Call them and hound them and hound them and hound them all week, because I believe Wednesday the vote is coming up on the Invasion USA bill. All right, let's take Ernie in Virginia now. Hello, Ernie. Hi, Ern. How are you?
I saw the same Lou Dobbs show tonight that Jim saw. And,
yes.
In that show, they talked about the majority leader of the Senate, Mr. Reid, reintroducing the amnesty bill sometime this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the vote will occur Wednesday. I think there's going to be a lot of discussion and this bogus game of putting amendments in.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the...
Absolutely, the amendments, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do.
Right. And Dobbs talked about Senator a lot... just making the statement we'll throw those amendments out when we get to the conference side of the bill. It's almost like a done deal the way they are talking, but the bill is so bad. And I wanted to see what the House had to say over the weekend, and I found a resolution, and to my not to my surprise, I didn't see anybody from New England or your state of Rhode Island that co-sponsored this bill, but it was House Resolution 355 rejecting amnesty and calling for the federal government to support the efforts of state and local law enforcement agencies to enforce existing immigration laws, and the Congress should reject legislation consideration of any legislation which would grant amnesty. And when you look at all the co-sponsors, there are 26, and the sponsor was a Congressman John Sullivan from Oklahoma. There was not one congressman from Maryland and above, like Jim was talking about, with no states with an M. No one co-sponsored it from those states. The most came from the southern states. We had quite a few, four from North Carolina, three from Virginia, and Virgil Goode from Virginia, our hero in Virginia, the gentleman who has led the charge against the NAFTA superhighway system, and also the North American Union. He was a co-sponsor along with Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina. Now, there was an interesting article today on News with Views by Frosty Wooldridge, Bush's Trojan horse for America.
Yeah.
And he's referring to the – talking about the Senate bill as a potential Trojan horse, because within the bill is Section 413, which will be taken as authorizing the SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership. Mm-hmm. So embedded in us 800 pages of details
is a sneaky way of him pretending Congress will approve of it.
Oh, absolutely. And the Senate is approving this treaty. And remember, with his executive edict back in 2005, he approved this agreement, which he wasn't authorized to do under the Constitution. This man is totally out of control. But what does our Congress do? Nothing. And the American people sit there indifferent. And although Lou Dobbs has been emphasizing...
Well, you know, when I get up and give a speech locally in an establishment, I make a lot of noise. People do one of two things. They either sit up and take notice and jawbone with me, or they run out. Now, some of them run out. They can't take the heat. Get out of the coffee shop. And you know what? More and more people now are beginning to finally shake their heads, nod their heads in approval. You're right. There's not one good congressman, there's not one good politician, rather, because there are one or two good congressmen who are statesmen, but the rest of them are politicians. And politicians are like scum. They rise to the surface, they rise to the top, and that's exactly what they are. They're not going to be any different, because that's their nature to be what they are.
It certainly is, but you know, on Lou Dobbs, on his poll tonight, he wanted to know how many people that were watching the show call themselves Republican, Democrat, or Independent.
Yeah.
And there were 71% of them that said they were Independent, 22% Democrat, 7% Republican. And I suggest that President Bush has destroyed the Republican Party.
Absolutely. Ernie.
Yes, but I'd like to just go over a couple of these loopholes from Senator Sessions' analysis.
Uh-huh.
He's got the loophole number one, legal status before enforcement. Amnesty benefits do not wait for the enforcement trigger. After filing an application and waiting 24 hours, illegal aliens will receive full probationary benefits, complete with the ability to legally live and work in the U.S.
There you go.
Yeah. Travel outside the U.S. and return, and their own Social Security card. Astonishingly, if the trigger is never met and amnesty applications are therefore never approved, the probationary benefits granted to the illegal alien population never expire, and the new Social Security cards issued to the illegal alien population are not revoked. And it goes on. He's got more than 20 loopholes. And legal status must be granted to legal aliens 24 hours after they file an application, even if the aliens have not yet passed all appropriate background checks.
Mm-hmm.
And so this, I like this loophole number 8. Instead of ensuring that members of violent gangs such as MS-13 are deported after coming out of the shadows to apply for amnesty, the bill will allow violent gang members to get amnesty as long as they, quote, renounce their gang.
I know. Isn't that funny?
Can this get any worse? I mean, have we lost our minds?
Yes, like we have. As collective minds, yes, we have lost them.
I mean, yeah. This is so way out. It's so egregious that anybody, there's no discussion on these details.
Let's put the Patriots in prison, throw away the key, torture them, put them in solitary confinement, let all of the criminals that come across the border, let's give them amnesty. That's what George Bush says.
Oh, yes, but listen to this one, and then I want to wrap up with one other point, and it'll be brief. Criminal fines not proportional to conduct. The criminal fines an illegal alien is required to pay to receive amnesty are less than the bill's criminal fines for paperwork violations committed by U.S. citizens and can be paid by installment. Under the bill, this amnesty bill, an illegal alien must pay a $1,000 criminal fine to apply for a Z visa and a $4,000 fine to apply for a green card. 80% of those fines can be paid on an installment plan.
Yep, $5,000.
Right. Under the bill's confidentiality provisions, someone who improperly handles or uses information on an alien's amnesty application can be fined $10,000. So, you know, the people that, how are the people going to process these applications? Everybody's going to be allowed in. They can't say anything. They could get fined $10,000. They get free legal advice. They get in-state tuition. They get all these free benefits. The American citizen is a second class.
Absolutely.
And last thing.
Why don't we all move to Mexico?
Oh, I know. You'd be in a preferred citizen status. If this bill gets passed, everybody should leave the country and reapply and be granted amnesty, and you'll get in-state tuition and all these additional benefits that you cannot get as a citizen today. Now, one of the things that's been very troubling, federal border security agents, you mentioned their names, Campion and Ramos.
Ramos, just to name a couple. Yep.
Right.
Now there are more going to jail.
Right. We were promised by our Democratic congressional leaders. Well, and even before they took charge, this goes back to August of 2006, Congress was going to have an investigation into what happened here. Here we are in June of 2007. Where's the investigation, Rick?
Yep. Yeah. Well, what have we been saying all along, and what have some wiser heads said long before us? Tweedledee, Tweedledum, there isn't a dime's worth of difference between them.
Oh, I agree. Great show.
Thank
keep
you.
Up the good work.
Thank you,
Ernie.
Keep
your head
All
up.
Right. Okay. I will. And I keep a few other things up, too. All right. Let's go on to Henry in Connecticut now. Hi, Henry. You're on the program. Hi.
Yes. Hi, Ricky.
Yes.
All right. Listen, very important. I'm going to make this very, very quick.
All right.
Today, dated June 12th, I got a letter from the Congress, from my congressman. It's very
Who
brief.
Who is your congressman?
Christopher Shays.
Oh, yes. The great, wonderful, brilliant Christopher Shays from Connecticut.
Yeah. Now, do you mind? I really appreciate it. This is very quick because it's not that long and I'm a fast reader. It's only one page.
Go ahead.
Do you mind if I read this letter?
No, go ahead. I want people to listen to these geniuses.
I do. I definitely want people. I want all my New England brothers out there, whether it's Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Hampshire. I want you to hear this. I'm going to read this very carefully. Now, all of you, listen to this. I'm going to make this very quick. It's not a long letter. Dear Henry, thank you for contacting my office expressing opposition to H.R. 1592, the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act. I appreciate you taking the time to contact my office. I am one of the lead Republican co-sponsors, the lead Republican co-sponsors of H.R. 1592 and voted for the bill when it passed the House by a vote of 237 to 180 on May 3, 2007. This legislation defines a hate crime, that's in quotes, as a violent act causing death or bodily injury, in quotes again, what I'm about to say here, because of the actual or perceived race, color, religion, national origin, sexual orientation, gender identity, cross-dresser, whatever, or disability of the victim. Under the current law, federal prosecution of a hate crime is permitted only if the crime was motivated by bias based on race, religion, national origin, or color, and the assailant is intended to prevent the victim from exercising a federally protected right such as voting or attending school.
Mm-hmm.
This dual requirement substantially limits the potential for federal prosecution of hate crimes, even when the crime is particularly heinous. Well, I think somebody beats somebody with a pipe, whether it's for their money. Now, if I beat the crap out of you because I want your wallet and I split your skull, what difference does that make whether I beat somebody else because they're a Jew, or I beat you the same way and kill you because I want your wallet? Is there a difference? I mean, really. Okay, I'm just about finished. This is almost through. I'll continue. Under the Hate Crimes Prevention Act, hate crimes that cause death or bodily injury because of prejudice can be investigated federally, regardless whether the victim was exercising a federally protected right. In my judgment, that's it, that's the congressman's judgment now, violence based upon prejudice is a matter of national concern that federal prosecutors should be empowered to punish if the states are unable or unwilling to do so. Franklin Delano Roosevelt once said, which is really Franklin Delano Rosenfeld,
yes.
Jewish,
Roosevelt,
we must, quote, we must scrupulously guard the civil rights and civil liberties of all citizens, whatever their background.
Why he put Japanese in prison who were Americans?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now I understand.
He got a paragraph here quoting Roosevelt, but it's only three sentences. We must scrupulously guard the civil rights and civil liberties of all citizens, whatever their background. We must remember that any oppression, any injustice, any hatred is a wedge designed to attack our civilization. Now, never mind the Mexicans attacking us right now. I'm just about, this is it.
I've had enough, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, that statement is no less true today. This is what Shay says. That statement is no less true today than it was back then. And I will continue to work to enact this important legislation. Please do not hesitate to contact my office again. Because
that's a standard, form letter response.
Well, yeah, but he actually signed it because the signature.
Oh, they do. Well, they fake. But I mean, it's almost the same response from other congressmen in districts across America. I mean, they're stamped out.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm just going to finish it right here.
Yeah.
Because mail, meaning snail mail, is delayed by anthrax screening. Mm-hmm. Why are they sending them anthrax? Emails, phone calls, faxes, and in-person visits are most effective ways to contact my office.
Yes.
I also have a periodic e-newsletter and would be happy to send it to you. If you request this e-newsletter and for any other information, contact my website.
We've heard enough.
Enough. whouse.gov. /Shays. It says sincerely, Christopher Shays.
Yeah. That's all baloney.
Okay, that's it. Well,
all right.
Anyway,
so the whole point is what, in your view, Henry?
Well, the point is, if that is the same letter, it could be something the same they send around the country. But I will tell you this: I was surprised. He must have got a lot of flack, and a lot of these congressmen must have got a lot of flack.
Oh yeah.
Because why would he bother writing me at all? Now, I did give him my name.
You write a letter, usually, you get a response.
I didn't write him. I called him.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, this was phone calls. You remember the time when the thing
Well,
was said,
there's a reason for that, and I think it's out of fear that if they would have talked to you personally, they would definitely not be able to deal with you on the phone. Now, I'm not saying they would have time to call every constituent, but I had a call from Senator Pastore personally from Washington, the late Senator Pastore from Rhode Island, when the Panama Canal treaties came up, and he was incensed. I never dreamed he would call me, but here he called me because I questioned his loyalty to the United States, and he was incensed, and he was ranting and raving, and so I gave it right back to him.
Well,
but he did call.
Yeah. Well, since when the stuff he's saying here, why should we have federally, it's important to the federal be empowered to punish, like as if the states, as if the, like, and I'm not talking so much the business about federal control versus state control or totalitarianism.
Right.
I'm talking about, don't you see all the idealistic one-world humanity crap, bull crap out of this whole thing?
Well, what he said makes, it's the standard line. We've talked about it with Ted Pike. You're right. There is no difference whether a crime is motivated by, quote, bias, unquote, hatred, or what have you. It's the act, the criminal act itself, which should be punishable, not the motivation for the crime.
Like
and they know that's unconstitutional.
Right. But it's pandering. It's called pandering. Just like the prosecutor here in the Duke LaCrosse case, a classic example of how these overzealous, fanatical, pandering pigs, who, of course, are nothing more than hired guns of the ADL, turn around and go after some innocent boys because they happen to be white, okay, and not black, or happen to be males instead of females, or Christians, okay?
By the way,
this is what they do.
Jail. Huh? He may go to jail.
Good. He should be put in jail for 50 years.
Yeah, I heard say, well, I don't know about 30 years, but he will go
50,
to jail.
50, not 30, Henry,
oh.
50.
Oh, okay.
Give
well,
him the book. I mean, if Rick Stanley has to go to jail for no reason, let this guy, Nyman, go to jail for plenty of reason.
Well, he's kicked out of his thing, and he'll have to take a bar test someplace else, another state. I don't know whether he'll get it.
Big deal. And I want to see him prosecuted.
I don't even know if he'll get it.
Well,
they said they might. He might go to jail.
And civilly sued as well now, yes.
Yeah, they're pressing because he held back, deliberately held back information.
Oh, absolutely.
But the thing he's saying it here, which this congressman is like, he's saying that, well, in the states across the country, I could just beat the crap out of you because I want your wallet and kill you,
yeah.
And nothing
right.
would happen. So we need the federal government to, and it's only if it's something with all this race stuff. And this is not the most important thing.
Again, it's illogical, but what do you expect from a congressman?
The most
like
important
that?
Thing is protecting our borders,
yep.
protecting our economy.
All right.
And the guy
thank you, Henry.
The
thank you. Appreciate you reading that putrefied letter. We'll be right back with more callers. Second hour, we'll also have on some guests, Steve Mason among them, talking about the amnesty bill of this government. We'll be right back. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to continue to finish up the existing calls on these subjects into the next hour, and then bring on Steve Mason from the TX Minuteman organization, and we'll continue to get into the Invasion USA bill. But let's go right back to the phones. We have Kavanaugh, I believe, from Tennessee. Hello, Kavanaugh.
How you doing?
All right.
I talked about the authority of law, and I went to jail, and I did not want to plea.
Yes.
The reason I feel that our country is divided, I don't have nothing against any race, because I feel all Americans know what freedom is. They have it in their heart and their idea. But they're not taught in school. If they learn the 10 Bill of Rights and the Constitution, really study it, that would benefit everybody. All you have to do is go in and get authority of law, and it has to be passed by the legislature of the state. Any bill that comes out by Congress, legislature of the state, will check into it and make sure it is under the Constitution, 10 Bill of Rights, and then the Secretary of State, signed it. Now, if you don't have it on any of the statute and code, that's not law, see? So when Congress does that, all you do is sue them. Because The fact is, they swear to the Constitution, even the judge.
I understand.
Okay.
Yep.
So what it is, our forefathers say, you got to be lawyers. You got to learn how to be lawyers and eliminate the Bar Association. They're the one that causing all these problems since 1914, 1913, Federal Reserve, Bankers Bank, and they took away our gold and silver in 1933.
Yes, I understand that.
And in 1933, they said that we are the enemy, and they create a military court. When you go to court, it's a American flag with a gold trimming. Mind you, it's a corporated flag. It's not the flag you think it is, and also the state flag with a gold trimming. It is corporated. It is by law for special interest. Guess what? Federal Reserve. And
you know what? Kavanaugh, I think we all agree on this. We all know what's going on. The question is, how do we effect change?
Okay, what you do when you go to court, you don't plead. When you plead, they want you to plead. If you don't plead...
Oh, I know. You told us last week about your non-plea.
If you don't plead, I went to jail, but I fought it, and finally they dismissed the case because I caught them with their pants down. You cannot, because the Supreme Court has said it many times.
Right.
If you don't have any acting clause that passed by the state and passed by the Secretary of State, and if you don't believe me, then look up Authority of Law by Charles Wiseman. And Charles Wiseman brought out five books, and he really tried to solve
I know him,
the problem.
Yes.
The last one is Authority of Law, and he said, this, stop them.
Yes.
And American people got to be lawyers again. It's simple law, 10 Bill of Rights, then you can own your property, no license. Stop signing into the government. Stop signing, leaning on the government.
Yep.
That's what our problem is. We got to pull our own bootstrap. Okay?
All right, I agree with you, and let's have more Americans do exactly that. Kavanaugh, thank you very much for your call. We're up against the clock, the hour, and we have 1 minute before we begin the second hour. When we come back, we'll take a couple of more calls or so, finish them up, and we're going to get right into the invasion bill that Mr. Bush is feverishly pushing right now. And you heard one of our callers mention the amendments that are being jammed in to try to legalize and make it congressionalized, that is the North American Union, which proves that George Bush is openly lying, blatantly lying and disregarding the laws of the land. Sneaky, vicious, vile, and crafty are too good to describe him. We'll be right back with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, in just 1 minute. Stay tuned.